今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通的题目叫做上山的人。
I want to share, brothers and sisters, today of a he who goes up on the mountain.
我们一起先来读马太福音第五章一节到第二节。
We'll read Matthew chapter 5, 1 to 2.
马太福音第五章第一节到第二节。
Matthew 5, 1 to 2.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说。
And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying,
我相信如果我们真的重生得救,
I believe if we truly have been born again,
我们可以从心里说, 主啊, 我要成为你的门徒。
We can say from our heart that, Lord, I want to be your disciple.
我要一生来跟随你。
I want to follow you all of my life.
就是一点不会勉强。
There is no, it's nothing hard for us.
不会觉得为难的。
We will not find it to be difficult.
因为这个人他遇见真神。
Because this person has met the true God.
从前是很玄的。
Before that, you know, it was that, kind of,
abstract.
都
是从别人那里听来的。
It was what, we hear from others.
或者我把信耶稣当做一件很好的事情在做。
Or I treat believing in Jesus like a good thing that I have to do.
他在读圣经。
Reading the Bible.
他有时来聚会。
And come to the meetings.
他也学着去祷告。
And also learn to pray.
他在生活中也遇到难处
and also have difficulties in his life
所以他需要读经需要祷告
so he needs to pray and he needs to read the Bible
但是他同时也在走自己的路
but at the same time he's walking his own way
等到关键做决定的时刻来到
until that critical moment to make a decision
当遇到他的时间与计划有冲突的时候
and when there's a clash in his time and his plans
当信耶稣和他的面子感觉冲突的时候
and when believing in Jesus as a clash between him and his faith
当信耶稣与他的意愿想法冲突的时候
when there is when believing in Jesus becomes conflict with what he wants and will
那么他要把信耶稣放在一边
then he has to set believing in Jesus aside
因为比起这些事信耶稣没有那么重要
because compared to these things believing in Jesus is no longer that important
并且这位耶稣对他不够真实
and this Jesus also is not so true to him
也不值得他放下所有的事物来跟从他
not so real to him so it's not worth for him to put down everything to follow him
来选择他
to choose him
等到难处过去了
Once the difficulty has passed,
他的感觉舒服了
and he feels good again,
他又有时间了
then he has time again,
没有冲突了
there's no more conflict,
他好像又出现了
then he appears again.
信耶稣对这个人来说是很好的事情当中的一件事
Believing in Jesus is one of the good things to this person.
保罗在那里说我只有一件事
But Paul, here, Paul says that there is only one thing
就是忘记背后努力面前的向着标杆直跑
And I forget what is the past and I look toward what is ahead and I press on
但是那个人却在那里说
But then that person was saying
我有很多重要的事
I have many important things
我都在向着标杆直跑
I'm pursuing the goal
信耶稣只是其中的一件事
I'm pursuing the goals and believing in Jesus only one of the things
这样的人他嘴里说他要做门徒
And thiskind of person and in his mouth he'll say I want to be a disciple
他心里想我要做门徒
in his heart you know, he thinks that he wants to be a disciple
他常常受感动下决心我要做主的门徒
and oftentimes he's touched and he said you know I make a decision I want to be a disciple
但他却不是主的门徒
but he's still not the Lord's disciple
这样的话
these words
这样的心愿
these heart desires
这样的感动与决心
these touch of the heart and also these will
每年都会有
you have it every year
但这个人却仍然不是门徒
but this person continues to not be a disciple
主的话告诉我们要使万民做我的门徒
and the Lord Jesus' word said that you know you have to make disciples of all men
主的话从来没有说过
the Lord's words never say
使万民嘴里说我要做主的门徒
that you know you make others say thatMake all men say that, and that their mouth that they want to be my disciples.
使万民心里想我要做主的门徒。
To make men in their hearts feel that they want to be his disciples.
使万民受感动下决心要做主的门徒。
Or saying that you know for all men to make the decision because they are so touched that they want to be my disciples.
主的话是说使万民做我的门徒。
The Lord's word is to make disciples of all men.
我想我们很多时候有一个错误的认识。
Oftentimes we have an incorrect understanding.
以为我嘴里说要做主的门徒。
And we think that when we say it with our mouth that we want to be his disciples.
我心里想，我受感动要做主的门徒就够。
That my heart thinks, you know, I am so touched, I want to be his disciple, and that is enough.
但其实好像不用真的做主的门徒。
And it's like, you know, we do not have to be truly his disciple.
我想人可能会看错。
Maybe men will see it, you know, will misjudge.
但主不会看错。
But the Lord will not.
我们总要记得判断我们的是我们的主。
We have to remember that the Lord is the one who judges us.
今天到底主怎么看我们？
How does the Lord see us?
我是否真的是他的门徒？
Am I truly his disciple?
在约翰福音第十章二十七节。
In John 10:27.
主耶稣说了一句话。
The Lord say a word.
就说我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
我们是否一直在听主的话？
Are we continuing listen to his word?
是否一直在跟着主走？
Are we continuing following him?
是否真的是他的门徒？
Are we truly his disciples?
主说他认识这些人。
The Lord says that he knows these people.
他认识这些真是门徒的人。
He knows these ones who truly are his disciples.
我不知道我们有没有想过。
I wonder if we ever thought about this.
门徒一开始到底是怎么出现的？
How did the disciples first appear?
怎么样这些人就成为门徒了？
How did they become disciples?
我想一件事情的开始是非常重要的。
I feel that for everything, the beginning is very important.
如果你开始的不好，你就不可能有一个好的结局。
If the beginning is not good, then you wouldn't have a good ending.
如果开始的不好，结局一定不好。
If the beginning is not good, then the ending is surely not good.
如果我们的开始是糊涂的，
If our beginning is only confused,
我们后面的路就不容易走。
And our it's very difficult for us to continuing to walk the way.
只有我们开始是清清楚楚的。
Unless that our beginning is very clear,
我们以后才可能有路走。
Then we'll have a way to walk on.
如果我们的重生得救是真实的
，If our born again is true,
我们的奉献才可能真的彻底。
Then our consecration will be complete.
我们以后才可能有属灵的路走。
Then we'll have a spiritual path to walk on.
如果重生得救不清楚
，If we are not clear on our born again,
奉献一定出问题。
Then our consecration there would have problems there.
其实说来，属灵的路是没得走。
Then strictly speaking, we don't have a spiritual path to walk on.
属灵的事是非常实在的。
Spiritual matters are very real.
没有一步是可以踏空的。
They're very practical. You cannot just walk on air.
其实很多问题的出现
，many problems that arise，
都是因为开始的不好。
It's because the beginning is not good.
我们只有知道病因
，we only know the reason for their sickness，
才可能真的治病。
Then we can heal the sickness.
否则我们就只能来对付症状。
If not, we'll just be able to treat the symptoms.
所有的外面的没有事情。
All the things on the outside, there is nothing wrong.
都是假象。
It's all
It's fake.
Oh, it's all fake.
我好像可以说平安了，平安了。
We can say peace, peace.
但其实在主那里根本没有平安。
But with the Lord, there is no peace.
我想基督徒的生活绝对不是去对付症状。
I feel that a Christian's life is not to treat the symptoms.
也不是去对付现象。
It's not to treat what's going on.
那是没完没了的。
It's endless.
只会使我们被环境牵着鼻子走。
We will only be led by our circumstances.
我们一定失去安息。
Then we'll lose our rest.
并且对付症状与现象是没有出路的。
If we only treat the symptoms and everything that's happening, there is no way.
只有一个人他发现病因在哪里。
Only a person when he discovers the true what is the sickness itself.
并且他因着真理的主信而顺服。
And because of the God the Lord of truth and he believes and he submits.
他过去了。
Then it's over.
他才有真的开始。
Then he can have a true beginning.
否则他就还没有开始过。
If not, he has not even begun.
只是事情解决了，事情过去了。
The things have been solved, you know, it's over.
但在属灵的事上，他还没有开始过。
But he has not begun on the spiritual matters.
我们要真的能够开始。
We have to have a true beginning.
我们就要看重我们是如何入门，如何开始。
Then we have to look at how we enter in and how we begin.
以后才可能往前走。
Then we can start moving forward.
主耶稣对我们说，他是羊的门。
The Lord Jesus said that He is the door of the Lamb.
也就是说，只有遇见了他，我们才能进门。
He said, I'm the door of the sheep. So, we have to meet Him in order to, that we can enter in.
否则我们就一直在门外。
If not, we'll be outside of the door.
新约圣经第一次出现门徒的时候。
The first time disciples appear in the New Testament.
就是在马太福音第五章第一节。
It's in Matthew chapter 5 verse 1.
其实这是很值得注意的一件事情。
It's something worth for us to pay attention to.
我们要问这些人到底是怎么成为门徒的。
We have to ask how did these people become disciples?
到底这些人做了什么事情。
What did these people do?
让他们成为门徒。
That they become disciples.
因为圣经说这些人是门徒。
Because the Bible says that these people are disciples.
他们是学谦卑学成门徒的吗？
Did they learn humility and become disciples?
他们是祷告了很久祷告成门徒的吗？
Did they pray so much that they become disciples?
还是他们做了很多做的事情变成门徒了。
Or did they do much and then they become disciples?
在马太福音第四章结束的时候。
At the end of Matthew chapter 4.
因为主耶稣在那里传天国的福音。
Because the Lord Jesus was preaching the kingdom of heaven.
他医治各样的疾病。
And he healed all sicknesses.
所以就有很多人从别的地方来跟从他。
Many came from everywhere to follow him.
这些人真的要跟从吗？
They truly want to follow him.
但是这些跟从的人还不是门徒。
But these people who follow him, they are not yet disciples.
当主耶稣看见这许多的人。
When he saw the multitudes.
主就做了一件事情。
The Lord did something.
第五章第一节说主就上了山。
The first verse of chapter 5 says that the Lord went up on the mountain.
这是一件很奇妙的事情。
This is an amazing thing.
这些人都是从远方来的。
These people came from everywhere.
他们是有需要的人。
They have needs.
是软弱的人。
They are weak.
是有疾病的人。
They have sickness.
是饥渴的人。
They were thirsty.
你觉得他们到底需要什么？
What do you think they need?
我觉得他们需要帮助。
I feel that they need help.
他们需要医治。
They need healing.
他们需要得饱足。
They need to be filled.
他们需要听主耶稣讲道。
They need to hear Jesus preach.
但是主耶稣没有讲道。
But the Lord Jesus did not preach.
也没有医治他们。
Did not heal them.
也没有让他们得饱足。
And did not fill them.
主耶稣上山了。
The Lord went up on the mountain.
你觉得这些人哪个人当中
You feel all these people, which one of them?
在这个 point 是需要爬山的人。
At this point, they need to go on the mountain.
我这么大老远来找你。
I came from so far.
我有很多的需要和问题来找你。
I have so many needs and I have so many problems.
我又这么软弱，我又生着病。
I'm so weak and I have sickness.
你不先来医治我
吗？ You don't come and heal me first?
你不先来帮助我解决我的问题吗？
Why don't you come and help me and solve my problem first?
爬山能治病吗？
Can my sickness be healed by climbing the mountain?
爬山能够解决我的问题吗？
Can my problems be solved by climbing the mountain?
爬山能够给我满足我的需要吗？
Can my needs be satisfied by climbing the mountain?
我觉得这些人最不需要的就是爬山。
I feel that the people, they don't need to climb the mountain.
所以那天在那个时候就出现了三种人。
And that day, on that day, three types of people appeared.
第一种人，他们根本不要上山。
One time they didn't want to go up the mountain.
他们留在山下。
They remain at the bottom.
他们觉得主这样做不合理。
And so that's unreasonable for the Lord to do this.
第二种人。
And second type.
他们勉强上了山。
They they just go up unwillingly.
但走了一半。
And halfway through.
他们看到我没有什么改变。
They said, I do not have any change.
我的问题没有得到解决。
My problems are not yet solved.
我觉得不值得。
It's not worth it.
他们就下山了。
So they went down the mountain.
第三种人。
And the third one.
他们走的路最多。
They walk the most.
他们也最疲乏。
And they were the most tired.
他们当中也想停下来。
And they have felt, they wanted to stop.
但是当他们抬起头。
But when they lift up their heads.
看见主耶稣还在前面走。
They see the Lord Jesus continuing to walk on.
他们就告诉自己，我还要再往前走。
And they said, I have to go on.
并且他们看见彼此，就对彼此说。同伴，我们继续往前走。
And when they look at each other, they said, "Companion, let's go on."
因此，他们就成为同伴。
And because of this, they become companions.
到了最后，主耶稣停下来。
And at the very end, the Lord Jesus stopped there.
主不再往上爬了。
The Lord stopped going up.
主就坐在那里。
The Lord sat there.
这些人就到了主的跟前来。
So they came at his feet.
圣经告诉我们，这些人是门徒。
And the Bible tells us that these people are the disciples.
圣经说门徒到他的跟前来。
The Bible says that the disciples came to him.
只有这些人听到了主耶稣讲话。
Only these people heard our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣也只有话对他们说。
The Lord Jesus has only words for them.
只有这些人 真的知道什么是有福的。
He has worked only for them because these people are indeed blessed.
这些人那天里面被打开。
And on that day, and within them, it's opened.
山下的人和半路离开的人。
Those who are at the bottom of the mountain and those who have left at the middle.
他们都觉着得需要是有福的，得满足是有福的。
That it is blessed to receive the needs and it is blessed to be filled.
他们觉得我感觉我很刚强是有福的。
And it is blessed to feel that I'm very strong.
所以他们不上山。
So they don't want to go up the mountain.
因为上山让他们感觉软弱疲乏。
Because going up the mountain makes them feel that they are weak and they are tired.
让他们感觉得不到满足。
They feel that their needs are not met.
但是主告诉那些上了山的人。
But the Lord Jesus told the ones who have gone up the mountain.
灵里贫穷是有福的。
That blessed are the ones who are poor in spirit.
因为天国是为他们预备。
Because the kingdom of heaven has been prepared for them.
这些人其实从来没有想过。
These people have never thought.
灵里感觉贫穷居然是有福气的。
That it is blessed to be filled the poor in spirit.
因为山下的教育在那里告诉我。
Because the teachings of at the bottom of the mountain tells us.
你要靠着自己做一个刚强的人。
You have to depend on yourself to be one who is strong.
没有上山的人，你没有办法改变他们的想法。
Those who have not gone up the mountain, you cannot change their way of thinking.
因为世界的观念在山下。
Because the viewpoint of the world is on the bottom of the mountain.
他们一定这么相信的。
They believe in such a way.
并且主也不对他们讲话。
And the Lord does not speak to them.
也就是说，他们没有真理在他们里面。
That means that there is no truth in them.
如果今天主不开口对我们讲话。
If the Lord does not open his mouth to speak to us.
主不告诉我们什么是他眼中看为有福气的。
That he does not tell us that what is blessed in his eyes.
我们就根本不会知道什么是有福气的。
Then we will not know what it is blessed.
我们的观念是根本不可能改变的。
And our viewpoint may never be changed.
我们的里面是不会真的有 conviction.
And on the inside, we will not have that true conviction.
我们的脚一定是走在这世界看为有福的路上。
Then our feet will walk on the path that the world thinks it is very blessed.
我可以读圣经。
I can read the Bible.
我可以让自己去相信。
I can allow myself to believe.
但我走的路不会改变。
But the way that I take will not change.
也不能改变。
It cannot change.
有人把山上的教训带到山下告诉人。
Some would bring what is taught on the mountain to the bottom of the mountain.
想要改变山下人的道路。
Try to change the path of those who are on the bottom of the mountain.
你会发现这是没用的。
You will see that it is useless.
他们可以学习研究山上的教训。
They can learn and try to analyze the teachings on the top of the mountain.
但是他们的道路不会改变。
But their path will not change.
他们可以学着去做。
They can try to learn to do it.
可以改变行为，提升道德。
They can change their behavior and then they can learn all these moral things.
但是他们的道路不会改变。
But their way will not change.
因为他们没有一个真实的信心。
Because they have no true faith.
因为他们没有听到主活泼的话语。
Because they have not heard the lively words from the Lord.
因为只有上了山的人才听到基督的话。
Because only those who have gone up the mountain have heard him.
只有主亲自说给我们。
What he spoke to us himself.
才是带着能力与权柄的。
And it brings with it power and authority.
才会产生一个真实的信心。
And there will have that true faith.
因为罗马书第十章十七节告诉我们。
Because in Romans 10:17,
信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
只有上了山的人。
Only those who have gone up the mountain.
才能听到基督的话。
And truly hear the words of Christ.
才能带下一个真实的信心。
And bring about that true faith.
基督的话一下山
the word of Christ come down the mountain,
就成为基督教的教导
then it becomes the teaching of Christianity,
一定是死亡的
then it will bring about death,
你就会发现这些人不会增加信心
and you see these people will not have an increase of faith,
只会增加知识
or have an increase of knowledge,
因为基督不在山下
because Christ is not at the bottom of the mountain,
基督的话只说给山上的人
the word of Christ only speaks to those who have gone up the mountain,
山下与半路的人是没有基督的话
those on the bottom of the mountain and in the middle will not have the word of Christ,
今天我们要有话我们也要有基督在那里
we want the words we also want Christ to be there,
才能有一个真实的信心
then we can have true faith,
如果我们要得着基督的话
If we want to gain Christ,
那我们就必须上山
Then we have to go up the mountain.
但是上山是累的
But going up the mountain is tiring.
上山是花力气的
Going up the mountain you have to use your strength.
上山是花时间的
And you also use up your time.
上山也是主动的
And also it is active.
山下是舒服的
And at the bottom mountain it's very comfortable.
山下是自
由的 It's very free.
山下是不需要出力气的
You do not have to exert your strength.
山下是有很多别的帮助的
You have other help.
上山也是需要忍耐的
Going up the mountain, you will need patience.
其实主在上山的过程当中
And the Lord indeed, during the process of going up the mountain.
主没有讲话
The Lord did not see.
没有解决人的问题。
She did not solve people's problem.
这是一个很大的考验。
And this is a trial.
我是否还要跟着主一起上山呢？
It's a great trial. Do I still want to go up to the mountain?
还是我要留在山下？
Or do I want to remain on the bottom of the mountain?
或者我半路就离开了？
Or do I just go halfway?
留在山下的人和半路离开的人。
Those who are at the bottom and also those in the middle.
他们看起来是轻松的。
You look at them, maybe they are very relaxed.
看起来没有花力气。
They don't have to exert their strength.
但是他们是在世界上背重担、劳苦的人。
But they are bearing their burdens in the world and weary.
他们被世界榨干了精力。
The world has used up all their strength.
他们看似有更多的时间。
Look at them and they may have a lot of time.
但他们的时间都浪费在罪中。
But they have wasted their time in sin.
浪费在宴乐中。
It's wasted in pleasure.
浪费在主以外的事情当中。
Wasted in things that are outside of God.
其实他们不是自由。
Indeed, they are not free.
其实他们是有很多捆绑的。
Indeed, they have a lot of bondage.
他们以为他们有很多的路可以走。
They feel that they have many paths to take.
但是他们在主那里是没有路可走。
But they have no way before the Lord.
在主那里是得不着出路的。
They have no way out before the Lord.
他们看似我是一个上算的人。
And they look, you know, as if it's profitable.
但是他们却是一个糊涂的人。
But indeed, they are foolish.
因为他们没有主的话。
Because they do not have the words of God.
约翰福音第五章二十五节告诉我。
In John 5:25.
死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就活了。
Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
山下的人和半路离开的人是常在死亡里的人。
Those who are at the bottom of a mountain, and those who left and in the middle are those in death.
因为听不到神儿子的话。
Because they do not hear the Son of God.
他们就不可能活起来。
Then it's impossible for them to live.
当神的儿子不说话，别的事物就要说话。
When the Son of God does not speak, then other things will speak.
仇敌也要说话。
The enemy will speak.
你就会发现山下的人和半路离开的人。
And you will see that those at the bottom of the mountain and those who left in the middle,
怀疑在说话，
a lot of doubt will speak,
抱怨在说话，
and a lot of murmuring will speak,
苦毒在说话，
and bitterness will speak,
失望在说话，
and disappointment will speak,
各样混乱的心思在说话，
and all confusion in your mind will speak,
但唯独基督从来不说话，
and only Christ did not speak,
因为只有上了山的人，基督才对他说话，
because Christ only speaks to those who go up on the mountain,
他才会有一个真实的信心，
that he will have true faith,
他才会有路走，才会得胜，
he will have a way to go and he will overcome.
山下与半路是没有基督的话。
There is no word of Christ on the bottom of the mountain.
也没有信心。
There is no faith.
也没有路走。
There is no way to go.
更没有得胜。
There is no victory.
上山不是我们的目的。
Going up the mountain is not our purpose.
因为主在那里，所以我们要跟着主往山上走。
Because the Lord is there, so we will follow the Lord up there.
上山是预备我们能够听见基督的话。
Going up the mountain is preparing us to hear the words of Christ.
主不说话，我们就无法遵行他的命令。
If the Lord does not speak, then we are unable to obey.
我们就只能活在传统里
then we can only live in tradition.
成为一个糊涂人
then we can only become foolish.
扫罗做了糊涂的事
Saul did a foolish thing.
如果我们是糊涂人
if we are foolish.
总有一天我们要做糊涂的事
if we are fools, then one day we will do foolish things.
今天我们要做一个上山的人
today we want to be those who are going up the mountain.
无论发生什么我们总要上山
no matter what, we'll keep going up the mountain.
因为主在那里
because the Lord is there.
因为基督在那里有话要说
because Christ has words to speak to us.
我们要上山去听基督的话
we want to go up the mountain to hear his word.
一个门徒走过的路
That's the way that all disciples take.
也是我们今天要走的路
And it's also the way we have to take.
我想我就交通到
This is my sharing.
哦，继续有点交通
I'll continue with some sharing.
我们先读一点圣经是撒母耳记上第八章
We'll read some scripture. It's 1 Samuel chapter 8
1到7节
Verses 1-7
撒母耳年纪老迈就立他儿子做以色列的士师长子名叫约尔次子名叫亚比亚他们在别斯巴做士师他儿子不行他的道贪图财力收受贿赂屈枉正直
1 to 3. Now it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted justice.
第四、第五节，以色列的长老都聚集，来到拉玛见撒母耳，对他说：“你年纪老迈了，你儿子不行你的道。”现在求你为我们立一个王治理我们像列国一样。
Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, Look, you are old and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations.
第六、第七节
6-7
撒母耳不喜悦他们说立一个王治理我们 他就祷告耶和华，耶和华对撒母耳说，百姓向你说的一切话，你只管依从，因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要我做他们的王。
But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. So Samuel prayed to the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, Heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them.
我今天就想跟大家有点简单的交通以色列人立王给我们的一些提醒。
Now, the fellowship of brothers and sisters, the reminders for us when Israel wanted a king over them.
这个故事是发生在,
this happened when Samuel was old.
我们知道神, 立他做先知把以色列人的心都转向神。
We know that the Lord has made Samuel prophet to turn the hearts of Israel to him.
当他年纪老的时候, 他立他儿子做士师。
When he was old, he made his sons judges over Israel.
但他儿子不行他的道。
But his sons did not follow in his ways.
所以这里就有一段故事, 就是以色列人要到撒母耳面前求他为他们立一个王。
So the people of Israel came to Samuel and asked for a king.
我们知道当以色列人立王这件事是大大的得罪主的。
We know this matter that they want a king over them. This is very displeasing to the Lord.
我们今天读的时候非常清楚。
When we read today, it's very clear.
但如果我们在当时在场的时候, 我们会是怎样的?
But if we were to be at that time, what would we have done?
我们会不会看到前面的弟兄老了?
Would we have, when we see brothers before us are older?
现在神的家不像样了。
That in the house of God, it's not good.
我们走另外一条路吧。
Then let's walk in a different way.
所以我在这里想跟大家, 交通两个我, 里面被提醒的。
I want to share with you what I was reminded of in my heart, two things.
以色列人来到撒母耳面前, 他们总是有理由的。
The Israelites, when they come before Samuel, they always have reasons.
但是他们心中真正的原因,
But the truth matter in their heart.
神借着撒母耳说,
Through Samuel, the Lord spoke.
在第七节,
in 7,
他们不是离弃你,
They have not rejected you.
乃是厌弃我,
but they have rejected me.
不要我做他们的王,
that I should not reign over them.
神的话是很清晰的,
the Lord's words here are very clear.
这里说是厌弃,
it's rejected.
我在想人的口中不敢说这样的话,
In man's mouth, we do not speak these words.
但神不需要人说出来的话,
but God does not need for man to speak out.
他看人所做的, 他就知道。
He sees what man did, and then he knows.
神知道人心中的深处是怎么想的。
He knows the deep thoughts in our hearts.
人可能自己都不知道。
Man himself may not know.
我们会在想,
We would think.
以色列人看过许多神的神迹。
The Israelites have seen many miracles of God.
听过撒母耳许多的教导。
They have heard many teachings of Samuel.
这里说撒母耳已经年纪老迈了。
So you see that Samuel was old.
有弟兄说撒母耳是八岁的时候被神呼召出来服侍的。
Brother shared with us that Samuel was called out to serve the Lord at the age of 8.
如果他出来服侍，比如说二十岁的时候。
When he came to serve at around, if we say 20 years old.
这个时候年纪老迈大概50岁。
Maybe he's about 50 years old when he says, right here when he says that he's old.
所以至少他在这批百姓面前已经服侍了30年。
That he has served at least 30 years over them.
他们也看过神的神迹就在他们身边发生。
They have also seen the miracles have happened to them.
我们知道在第七章的时候有一个征战。
We know that in chapter 7 there was a battle.
就是非利士人聚集在米斯巴要, 要攻击以色列的时候。
When the Philistines they gather in to at Mizpah to attack.
以色列人都惧怕非利士人。
The Israelites were afraid of the Philistines.
所以他求撒母耳为他们祷告。
So they asked Samuel to pray for them.
撒母耳祷告了。
And Samuel prayed.
圣经上说，当他正献祭的时候，那个战就打了。
It was recorded, and while he was offering up the burnt offering, then they started to have the battle.
但这个战不是他们打的。
But this battle was not of them.
是神从天上打发雷声，惊乱了腓力士人，他们就败逃了。
It was the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, and then they left.
所以以色列人是一个很好的例子，让我们看到。
So the Israelites are a good example for us to see.
我们听过神许多的作为。
We have heard many of God's works.
可能在我们身上也经历了神许多做事。
And on our lives, we have also experienced the Lord's works.
但我们却并不认识神的心意。
But we do not know His will.
神的心意说。
And His will says.
撒母耳说，其实耶和华你们的神是你们的王。
That the Lord Jehovah is your king.
因为以色列的百姓
Because the Israelites
他们还是自己做王
They want to reign over themselves.
没有让神做他们的王
They did not let the Lord be their Lord.
所以他一直看不清神要做他们的王
They did not let the Lord be king. So they couldn't see clearly that the Lord is king.
所以当真正出现危机的时候
So when the circumstances come, like critical times,
他们就厌弃耶和华作王
and they rejected God as king.
我在想今天你我
I was thinking you and me today.
我们有没有看到在我们的聚集当中，神在做主掌权
Do we see the Lord reigning over us?
虽然我们是一个小小的聚集
even though we are a very small gathering,
他在掌权
but he is reigning.
主在艰难的时候。
In very difficult times,
等 pandemic 开始的时候，给我们这个地方。
The Lord gave us this place in the beginning of the pandemic.
也是他极大的恩典，把我们带进了这个地方。
It is His great grace that has brought us in here.
在过去这几年的时间，神在我们当中做了很多的事。
And the Lord has worked much during the last few years among us.
不管是个人的还是团体的。
But individually or corporately.
是他在掌权。
He is reigning.
我们有没有真的看到神在我们的掌权
Do we see that He is reigning?
除非你我真是让主做主
Unless you and I let the Lord truly be our Lord.
否则虽然主做了这许多的事，但我们没有看到主正在做
We will not see that He is working, even though He is truly working.
我们只能看到人的事情
We can only see works of man.
我们知道以色列人立王他的目的不是为着神而是为着自己
We know that when the Israelites wanted a king it was for themselves and it's not for God
所以在第八章二十节
So in chapter 8 verse 20
他们的口说
They spoke
使我们像列国一样有王治理我们统领我们为我们征战
Then we also may be like all the nations and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles
三个我们
There are three we
就是一切都是为着我。
It's all for me.
这里有一个极大的危险。
There's a great danger here.
就是神的百姓如果偏离了神的目的的话。
That the people of God, if they were to go off of God's purpose.
如果他们的聚集只为着他们在地上的生活，他们地上的需要的话。
If their gathering together is only for their own lives and for their own needs.
那么我们的偏离和变样是注定的。
That are going astray, it's done, it's there.
这里面跟弟兄姊妹劝勉，不要忘记神给我们聚在这里是为着他自己的目的。
And here it reminds us that God has gathered us together, it's for His own purpose.
我们需要非常清楚地看见。
We have to see very clearly.
需要常常彼此劝勉提醒。
We have to encourage one another.
我们为着主的见证并不是神许多事情里面的一件
that, that the Lord's testimony is not just one of many things here
好像这许多里面的一件叫做做主的见证
that you know, being the testimony of God is just one among many things
但其实做主的见证应该是我们的中心也是我们的全部
but to be the testimony of God is our center and it's also our everything
我们周五中年家庭组我们一起交通了孙弟兄的一篇信息叫保守的生活
during Friday night we have we were sharing Brother Godwin's son's message is on the life of keeping
弟兄教导说神要保守我们，我们也需要被保守。
Brother shared with us that the Lord will keep us and we need to be kept.
我们有身体上的需要，生活上的需要。
We have needs in our body, also in our lives.
家庭中的需要，工作中的需要。
Needs in our family, in our work.
但我们弟兄劝勉我们，神保守我们是为着他的那个目的。
But our brother shared with us that the Lord has kept us is for His purpose.
是为着他的托付。
It's for His entrustment.
他的托付就是他儿子耶稣基督的见证。
His entrustment is the testimony of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们聚在一起，我们怎样彰显主耶稣是怎样的一位。
And when we gather together, how we manifest who Jesus is.
我里面是再次被提醒。
I'm reminded once again in my heart.
这其实是我们在地上存在唯一的目的。
That is the only purpose for us to remain here.
所以在使徒行传第一章第八节那里。
So in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
但教会还没有建立的时候。
Before the church is being built.
主耶稣说你到地极做我的见证。
The Lord Jesus said that you shall be witnesses to me to the end of the earth.
我们知道在旧约神与以色列人在西乃山立约的时候。
We know when the Lord Jesus, when God made a covenant, at Mount Sinai.
在出埃及第十九章那里也说。
In, chapter 19 in Exodus, it also says,
你们是在万民中被我拣选做我的子民。
That you are chosen among the peoples to be my people.
是圣洁的国度。
That's a holy nation.
所以不管在旧约还是在新约。
No matter the Old Testament or New Testament.
神托给他百姓的那个托付就是他的见证。
What the Lord has entrusted to his people is the testimony.
今天我们也是一样的。
Today it is the same for us.
我常常想我们很容易何等的容易被各样的变动所影响。
Sometimes I feel how easy it is for us to be affected by all the changes around us.
不管是个人的生活家庭里面还是教会里发生的事。
The lives, you know, individually or in your family or what happened in the church.
叫我们的眼光从这一个最主要的事情中被带走。
That our eyes, our focus was, has been diverted from this, the center thing to other things.
就是任何的人事物都不能在我们身上大过这个目的。
That no matter the things or people or matters, it cannot be greater than this.
其实我们在生活聚会的都可以，都要为着这个目的。
Our living and our gathering together is for this purpose.
所以就想到我们会有在地上要养生，要找工作。
I was thinking, you know, we have to have a job.
我们有许多弟兄姊妹在等候身份。
And also our brothers and sisters waiting for their immigration status.
我们要成立家庭。
We want to get married.
我们怎么度过这些时间的？
How do we spend our time?
我们要传福音。
We want to preach the gospel.
我们有各样的聚会。
We have all kinds of meetings.
我们在一起在主里生活服侍。
And we live and serve together in the Lord.
我们遇到各样的难处。
We come across many difficulties.
让我们经过这许多，是不是连于主的这个见证
？All the things that we go through, is it connected to the testimony of the Lord?
我心中是常常被一个提醒，不小心好像这些事情发生的时候，虽然我在做，但是离开了主的目的。
I'm often reminded in my heart that all these things are happening, and maybe I'm still doing things, but I've already gone astray from God.
愿我们被提醒，我们聚在一起不是为着我们自己，是为着主的目的。
May we be reminded that our gathering together is not for us, but for His purpose.
另外一个以色列的立王给我的一个提醒。
Another thing that reminded me regarding the Israelites wanting a king over them.
当百姓说你儿子也不行你的道。
When the people said that your sons do not walk in your ways.
所以我要你为我立一个王。
So we want you to have a king over us.
当我读到这句话的时候，里面有一个感觉，那怎么当中没有一个人说你儿子不行你的道，但我愿意行你的道。
But I was thinking, why isn't anyone there saying that, you know, your sons do not walk in your ways, but I'm willing, I want to walk in your ways.
就是在神的家中，这里正有一个需要的时候，却没有人起来。
When there is a need in God's house, no one rises up.
像我们弟兄带的诗歌，主是复活的，主起来了，但是神的百姓却没有起来。
Like our brother led us in the song, it says that the Lord has risen, but then his people have not.
当面临着百姓走错了路的时候，没有一个人敢站起来。
When the people are going astray, no one dare rise up.
没有一个人能够托起这个责任。
No one was able to bear this responsibility.
继续让主的见证在他百姓中继续往前。
That the Lord's testimony can go keep going forward among his people.
我们知道。
Now we know.
撒母耳在他们当中已是几十年了。
Samuel has been there for a few decades.
他们怎么度过的？
How did they live?
这里给我们一个很大的一个警醒。
It causes to be watchful.
前面有弟兄。
Brothers ahead of us.
在带领我们。
They're leading us.
他们是真的看见。
They truly have seen.
他们也真的行出来。
And they have truly walked.
可以把这样的话传出来。
And also pass these words on.
但只停留在他们那一代。
But it has just remained in their generation.
至于我们。
What about us?
虽然蒙了弟兄们的帮助
，We have received much help from brothers.
但当我们过去的时候
，But when we go,
我们却不能够行主的道。
We are unable to walk in God's ways.
我里面一个感觉
，I just feel,
就是我们荒废了很多的时间。
We have wasted time.
我们没有抓住各样的机会，好好的在主面前学习。
We have not grabbed hold onto opportunities to learn before the Lord.
主的工作在撒母耳的时候才刚开始。
The Lord's word began during Samuel's time.
才一代。
That's only one generation.
那下一代就出现问题。
The next generation problem arises.
在我们当中。
What about us?
主刚刚开始他的工作。
The Lord has just begun his work.
给我们这个聚会的地方。
Give us this meeting place.
为叫他的工作能在这里成行。
That his work may be accomplished here.
在这里让人知道。耶稣是主。
That here people will see that the Lord Jesus Christ is Lord.
但我们今天愿意看到有这个危机。
When we see this crisis before us.
有这个可能。
There is this possibility.
我们愿意能够站起来。
That we are willing to rise up.
最后一点劝勉的话。
I have some words of encouragement.
也是我自己也在当中。
And I'm among it.
就是真的当我们想起前面要担起的责任的时候
When we see the responsibility ahead of us
我们里面会非常的感觉软弱
We'll feel weak
我们感觉我们知道的太少
We feel that we know very little
我们会想到前面一代的弟兄们
We'll see the generation before us
他们的认识和经历是何等的丰富
And their knowledge and experiences are so full
主借着他们做的功是何等的大
How the Lord has done great work through them
我们怎么可能够得到呢
How can we even meet that?
但这就我从撒母耳记读撒母耳记得到一个极大的帮助。
But as I was reading the books of Samuel, I was being helped.
就是神在做工。
That the Lord is working.
神在百姓的当中。
The Lord is among His people.
我们总要想神是怎样扭转撒母耳记之前神百姓的光景到了这个时候的光景。
We have to often think about how the Lord has turned the condition of his people before Samuel's time and after that.
虽然我们不行。
Even though we are unable.
但撒母耳记的故事告诉我们。
But the story of Samuel tells us.
一位活的神，一位做工的主。
A living God and a God who works.
加上一个完全奉献的器皿。
And a vessel completely consecrated to him,
神就能够带进他的工作
then the Lord can bring in his work,
改变他百姓的光景
and turn the condition of his people,
叫他的见证能够往前
that his testimony may move forward.
撒母耳当时的环境不是很好
Samuel's time and the circumstances were not good.
他没有好的聚会
he doesn't have a good meeting.
他没有好的年长弟兄在带他
no good brothers before him
没有同伴一起走
no companions to walk together
也没有今天很丰富的信息
and no messages today
我不是说这些不好但更重要的是
I'm not saying that these are not good but the more important thing is
圣经记载撒母耳一直神用一句话叫做孩子撒母耳
the Bible recorded the Lord often say the child Samuel
虽然这里说到是他年纪的小
Even though it spoke about his age being young,
但更是要提醒我们
but to remind us,
我们在 主的面前
that before the Lord,
要像小孩子一样的单纯和信心
to be simple like a child, that simple faith,
就是这就是一个心有一个心智就是要服侍主
to have a heart that wants to serve the Lord,
我们就看到主能够叫他成长
That we see that the Lord can cause him to grow.
主会对他说话。
The Lord will speak to him.
主也会启示他自己的旨意。
The Lord will reveal his own purpose in him.
所以在想在座的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
有中年的，有青年的，也有少年的。
Those are in their middle age and those who are young people and also the very young ones.
但愿我们都能够在新的一年能够看到这个危机。
That in this new year, we can see this crisis.
看到神家的需要。
We see the needs of God's house.
我们都能够起来。
That we can all rise up.
我们心里火热，好好的追求我们的主。
With a fervent heart and burning heart, that we can rise up to follow our Lord.
我们认真学习来行他的道。
To pursue him and to be serious about walking in his way.
好叫神在我们当中能够兴起一个一个的器皿。
That the Lord may raise up A vessel here and a vessel there.
来承接和传扬他的见证。
To receive his testimony and to pass it on.
好，这就是我的讲。
This is my sharing.
好的，我是第三位要交通。
I'm the third one to share today.
这个是今年我们第一次的主日的聚会。
This is the first time we gather before the Lord on the Lord's table.
我愿意我们弟兄已经刚刚在交通到撒母耳记了。
Our brother has already shared about the Samuel.
我想用大卫登基之后发生的三件事跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I want to share with all of you three things David did when he ascended the throne.
大卫是一个在神恢复的工作里面非常重要的一个人物。
David is a very important man in the recovery work of the Lord.
他一登基做王
after,
他做了三件事情。
After he ascended the throne, he did three things.
所以我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通这三件事情。
I want to share the three things with you.
我们来看撒母耳记第五章撒母耳记下第五章。
Let's take a look, 2 Samuel chapter 5.
我们从第六节看到第八节。
Verse 6 to 8.
大卫和跟随他的人到了耶路撒冷要攻打住那地方的耶布斯人。耶布斯人对大卫说你若不赶出瞎子瘸子必不能进这地方。心里想大卫绝不能进去然后大卫攻取了西安的宝藏。就是大卫城当日大卫说谁攻打耶布斯人当上水沟攻打我心里所恨恶的瘸子瞎子从此有书语说在那里有瞎子瘸子他不能进去
And the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites and the inhabitants of the land who spoke to David saying you shall not come in here but the blind and the lame will rebel you thinking David cannot come in here nevertheless David took the stronghold of Zion That is the city of David. Now David said on that day, whoever climbs up by the way of the water shaft and defeats the Jebusites, the lame and the blind, who are hated by David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Therefore they say, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house.
大卫做王了之后，他要定他的首都在哪里。
After David ascended the throne, where he make his capital.
我们知道扫罗做王是在基比亚。他住在基比亚。
Saul lives in
Gibeah. 那大卫做王了，他要想他的首都在哪里。
Now David is a king and he thought where it should be.
他就想到他要去拿下耶路撒冷做他的首都。
So he thought he will take the stronghold of Zion and Jerusalem as his capital.
在耶路撒冷那个时候是耶布斯人住在哪里的。
In Jerusalem, Jebusites lives there.
然后耶布斯人是非常凶狠的 一批民族的人。
They are very rude and harsh people.
他那个地方有个天险，就是东南西都打不进去的，最多是从北边打进去。
There is a physical location that nobody can conquer, and only from the west and east.
所以对耶布斯人来讲，我们用瘸子。我们用瞎子守住就可以因为你们没有人可以打得进来。
So for the Jebusites, the lame and those are blind, they can protect the city because no one can conquer that.
但是我们发现大卫就定义要拿下耶路撒冷。
But David was determined to take the stronghold of Jerusalem.
所以他就发现耶路撒冷唯一一个能够进去是用他的水道进去。
So David found there is only one way, it's with the water shaft.
耶布斯人在那里他们为着拿到水他们打了一个水道说他们不需要下到水沟的底下去拿水在上面就可以拿到水了。
In order to get water, the Jebusites dig a water shaft so that they don't need to go to the bottom of the pit and they can get water.
大卫不知道他是怎么样知道了有这条路，他用水路攻进耶路啊这个西安的保障。
And David didn't know where he found this way to enter into Jerusalem.
当他打进去了之后，这个西安保障倒了，耶路撒冷自然就攻破了。
When he fed into Jerusalem and the stronghold of Zion collapsed.
我们不要以为这个征战是容易的。
Don't think the fight is easy.
因为他是从水路攻进去。
Because he conquered through the water shaft.
还有一个我们知道仇敌非常凶猛的拦阻。
Another one is the enemy was really fighting against us.
因为得到耶路撒冷跟神的心意是连起来的。
Because guiding the city of Jerusalem is connected with the will of God.
So, 大卫是非常艰难打这个仗。
So for David, this is a very difficult battle.
但是他打胜。
But he conquered that.
So 我们知道，虽然大卫在地上好像建立了，有得到锡安山，得到耶路撒冷。
So we know even on the earth, David conquered the city of Zion and Yeah.
但是我们今天读圣经知道神最终的目的还是耶路撒冷到主回来他说新耶路撒冷
But from the Bible we know the ultimate purpose of God is the city of Jerusalem when the Lord came we all have the new Jerusalem
他定都定他的首都在耶路撒冷
David made his capital in Jerusalem
诗篇125篇头两节他说倚靠耶和华的人好像锡安山永不动摇众山怎么围绕耶路撒冷耶和华也怎么样围绕他的百姓从今时直到永远
Psalm 125 verse 1-2 Those who trust in the Lord are like mountain Zion which cannot be moved but abides forever as the mountains surround Jerusalem so the Lord surrounds his people from the time forth and forever
我们要问大卫怎么知道他要拿下耶路撒冷。
We need to ask, how did David know he needs to conquer Jerusalem?
这么多地方他可以去哪？他为什么要拿下耶路撒冷？
There's so many places he can choose. Why he chose Jerusalem?
查考历史的人告诉我们说，耶路撒冷这块地不是世界的中心。
For those who study the history, Jerusalem is not the center of the world.
不是在政治上能够拿到多大的利益的。
There is no benefit in politics.
他在地理上也拿不到什么优势。
The physical location, there is no advantages.
我们就很稀奇，大卫当以色列国跟犹大国都高他做王的时候，他就要拿下耶路撒冷。
We're so amazed when Israel and Judah anointed David and he determined to take Jerusalem.
我们只能够说大卫在他的生活里面他得到启示
We can only say that in David's life he got revelation
他但为什么有这个开启因为他真实的亲近主
Why he had this revelation because he got close to the Lord
你知道大卫整个成长的过程他实在是很艰难
For David's growth it's really difficult
他父母不要他
His parents abandoned him
把他放在旷野
And left him in the wilderness.
有时候来到熊，有时候来狮子。
And sometimes it comes a bear, sometimes it
comes. 有时候天气非常冷。
Comes a lion, some are really cold.
他学会一件事，就是亲近神。
And he learned one thing to get close to the Lord.
他从来也没有想过他会做王。
He never thought he would be a king one day.
但是他的亲近神给他知道，他要得到耶路撒冷。
But he got close to the Lord and the Lord showed him he needed to get Jerusalem.
要得到耶路撒冷非常的艰难。
In order to get Jerusalem, it is very difficult.
因为这个打耶路撒冷的打仗都是失败的。
Because for fighting into Jerusalem is all failure.
但是大卫定义我要拿下耶路撒冷。
But David decided to take Jerusalem.
因为他里面有个认识。
Because within him he has an understanding.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天有一件非常重要的事，就是里面要认识我的主。
So brothers and sisters, today we have a very important thing that within us we need to know the Lord.
我们不是从外面来认识我们的主。
Not from outward things to know the Lord.
我们是从里面认识我们的主。
But know the Lord from within.
我们今天生活侍奉必须从里面认识到我们的主。
For our life and our service, we need to know the Lord from within.
不然的话，我们很难会说我要拿下西安的保障，要得到耶路撒冷。
Otherwise, it's impossible for us to take Jerusalem.
因为里面有看见。
Because we have the revelation within us.
他能够不管别人怎么说。
And no matter how other people say.
他能够一心一意为着他所看见的，他一直勇往直前。
They can just go press on forward with one mind.
他不是为着自己去得耶路撒冷。
Not for his own sake to get Jerusalem.
我相信他如果为自己，不会去要耶路撒冷。
I believe that it's for his own sake he will not go to Jerusalem.
他是为着神而去得到耶路撒冷。
It is for God's sake to conquer Jerusalem.
所以第一个点是大卫一做王就为神去得到他的首都。
So the first point after David ascended the throne and he took the Jerusalem.
这个耶路撒冷从那时候开始一直到永远都有耶路撒冷。
And this Jerusalem from that time until eternity.
我们来看第二个点。
The second point.
撒母耳记下第六章第一第三第一到第三节。大卫又聚集以色列中所有挑选的人30000。大卫起身率领跟随他的众人前往，要从巴拉犹大将神的约柜运来。这约柜就是坐在厄基路坡上万军之耶和华留名的约柜。他们将神的约柜从冈上亚比拿达的家里抬出来，放在新车上。亚比拿达的两个儿子乌撒和亚西月赶着新车。
2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Again, David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000, and David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the ark of God, whose name is called by the name the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. So they set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, and Azah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart.
我们再读一段哈，诗篇132篇，我们从第一，从第一节看到第八节。
1-8。
耶和华求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难，他怎么样向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿，说我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。只等我为耶和华寻的所在，为雅各的大能者寻的居所。我们听见约柜在以法他，我们就在基利耶林就寻见了。我们要进他的居所，在他的脚凳前下拜。耶和华，求你兴起，与你的有能力的约柜同入安息之所。
Psalm 132:1-8. Lord, remember David.And all his afflictions, and how he swore to the Lord, and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob. Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house, or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes, or slumber to my eyelids, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Behold, we heard it in Ephrathah, we found it in the fields of the woods. Let us go into the tabernacle, let us worship at his footstool. Rise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength.
弟兄姊妹，大卫一做王就想到要把约柜找回来。
Brothers and sisters, after David became the king and he thought to bring the ark back.
我常常觉得哈，我如果去这个去一个地方玩，我一去到我就已经忘了，我就在那个地方这个被他全部 overwhelming 了，也啥都忘记了。
I always thought about myself, if I go somewhere to travel, and when I was in that city, I forgot everything. I'm overwhelmed by that travel.
或者你今天去了一个旅馆，哇，一进去，哇，研究这个整个的旅馆的情况了，你又忘记你来做什么。
Or you go into a hotel and you started to study and look at the hotels and you forgot what your purpose there.
大卫一做王，他就想到神的约柜。
After David became the king, he thought the ark of the Lord.
我相信他不是只有做王之后才在想到约柜。
I believe that he not just remember the ark after he became the king.
他是常常想到神的约柜在哪里。
He remembered the ark all the time.
因为神的约柜代表神的同在。
Because the ark of God represents the presence of God.
你知道这个约柜怎么失去的？
Do you know how Ark was lost?
是在以利州士师的时候，他们跟非利士人打仗，这个打败了，所以他两个儿子就把约柜抬到战场。
So it was when Eli was the judge, they fight with the Philistines, and after they failed, and the two sons of Eli carried the Ark.
结果他们打失败了，这个约柜也被非利士人掳去了。
And they failed, and the ark was captivated by the Philistines.
后来约柜回来了。
After the ark was brought back.
这个约柜啊，刚刚我们也读了哈，这个啊，他们没有把它迎接进来。
They didn't brought in the ark.
这个约柜就留在这个亚比拿达的家里。
The ark stayed in the house of Abinadab.
你要想想看，那时候哈，撒母耳多大
？Think about it. How old was Samuel?
刚刚季风已经也交通到撒母耳。我们看撒母耳那时候是最多，我看这个二十岁，可能有二十岁。
Brother John just shared Samuel was around 20 years old.
如果照季风刚刚说哈，他年纪老迈是五十岁，那过了三十年。
Based on what Brother John shared, and he's over 30 years old.
About 50 years old.
About 50 years old.
所以他这些年约柜是不在的。
So for those years, the ark was not there.
因为撒母耳告诉我们说，他用20年把以色列人的心转向耶和华。
Samuel told us he spent 20 years to turn the hearts of Israelites to the God.
但是到了以色列百姓要求做王的时候，我想撒母耳可能又过了十年二十年。
When Israelites requested to have a king, I believe it was 10 years later.
然后扫罗做王。
And Saul became the king.
扫罗做王四十年。
And he became the king for 40 years.
发现扫罗从来不关心约柜。
And he never remembered the ark.
他对约柜对他来讲不重要。
Art for him was not important at all.
我今天做王是重要的事。
I am the king. This is what is important.
约柜跟我做王不重要的事。
The ark is not related to my kingship.
所以如果我们粗略的算一算，八十年约柜不在以色列百姓当中的。
So roughly about 80 years, the ark was not in Israel.
以色列百姓跟做官的人都不 care, 都不关心这件事。
The Israelites and the leaders, they don't care about it.
大卫他看重这个事。
But David valued that.
你知道你不看重神的同在，我们聚会就是过宗教生活。
If you don't value the presence of God, we're just living a religious life.
我们如果只要维持一个聚会，什么都有，那只是过宗教的生活。
If we just keep a meeting and we have everything, the program is just a religious life.
但大卫他一做王，他说我要主在这里。
So、after David became the king, he said, "I want the Lord to be here."
弟兄姊妹，这对我们是一个很大的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great warning to us.
我们千万不能够只满足于宗教的生活。
We should never be satisfied with the religious life.
我们好像每件事都有的，都在哪里，人与人也相处得很好，我们就满意了。
And we have everything, and we get along with each other, and we're satisfied.
我们要的是主在这里。
What we want is the Lord is here. The Lord is present.
说大卫一做王说主不在这里。
After David became the king, he said the Lord was not here.
没有一个人在他那个时代关心到神在不在这里。
Nobody in his generation really cared whether the Lord is here or not.
神啊，大卫看重神在不在这里。
But David valued whether the Lord is here or not.
所以诗篇132篇他说，我不上我的床榻，我必不闭眼，他可能睡在野地，他一定要找到神的约柜。
So Psalm 132 says, surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will find the ark.
对他来讲，我现在做王，权柄在我手上。
For him, now I am the king, the authority is in my hand.
但是他里面的认识，没有，我要的是神同在，神才是真正的掌权者。
But with an understanding, he knows that the Lord is the one who is in authority.
这个国家不是我掌权，是神掌权。
I am not the authority of this country. The Lord God is the authority.
我们看大卫，他不是完全人。
David is not a perfect man.
他运约柜就已经犯错了。
When he brought in the ark, he made mistakes.
他以后犯的错可能是更多，都有记载。
There were many more mistakes he made.
但他让神的心满足的是，他关心神的同在。
What satisfied the heart of God is he valued and he cared the presence of the Lord.
他知道他作王，他是在侍奉一个永生的神。
He knew that when he became the king, he's serving a living and eternal God.
他要这位永生的神常与他同在。
He wants the living and eternal God to be with him all the time.
很多人做了王，得了权就已经把神忘记。
Many people when they became the king and they forgot God.
他要一开始就是神做王，神是这个国的神，不是他的。
And for David, from the beginning of his kingship, he wants God to be the king.
他只是一个代替管理的人。当然代替管理的人也蛮荣耀的。
He's just someone who is in charge of the country for God.
说弟兄姊妹，我们应该有一个强烈的心愿，我们要的是主在这里。
Brothers and sisters, we should have a very strong desire. What we want is the presence of God.
我们应该要有一个说主你在这里是掌权。
And Lord, you are here. You are the one who is in charge.
你是我们真实的掌权者。
You are the real one who is in charge, in authority.
不满足于我们今天所得到。
We're not satisfied with what we have.
我们要的是主你的心能够满足。
And what we want is the Lord, your heart to be satisfied.
你能够在这里掌权。
And you can have authority here.
这是我要教宗的第二点。
That's the second point I want to share.
我们来看再来读撒母耳记下第七章。撒母耳记下第七章第一到第三节。
2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 1-3。
王住在自己宫中，耶和华使他安静，不被四围的仇敌扰乱。那时王对先知拿单说，看了、我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子内。拿单对王说，你可以照你的心意而行，因为耶和华与你同在。
Now it came to pass when the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies all around, and the king said to Nathan the prophet, see now I dwell in a house of cedar, and the ark of God dwells inside the tent curtains. Then Nathan said to the king, go do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you.
历代至上第二十八章
The Second Chronicle chapter 28
第二第三节
verse 2-3
大卫王就站起来说，我的弟兄，我的百姓，你们当听我言。我心里本想建造殿宇，安放耶和华的约柜，作为我神的脚凳。我已经预备建筑的材料，只是神对我说，你不可为我的名建造殿宇，因为你是战士，流了人的血。
So, First Chronicle 28:2-3. Then King David rose to his feet and said, Hear me, my brother and my people. I had it in my heart to build a house of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God. And he made preparations to build it. But God said to me, You shall not build a house for my name because you have been a man of war and have shed blood.
第十一、十二节
Verse 11 and 12
大卫将殿的摇篮、房屋、库、府库、楼房内殿和施恩所的样式，指示他儿子所罗门，又将被灵感动所得的样式，就是耶和华神殿的院子、周围的房屋、殿的府库和圣物库的一切样式，都指示他。
Then David gave his son Solomon the plans of the vestibule, his houses, his treasuries, his upper chambers and inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat, and the plans for all that he had by the Spirit, the courts of the house of the Lord, all the chambers all around, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things.
我们读这两段圣经，你发现大卫的心已经很得神满意了。
When we read the two passages and we know David's heart is pleasing to the Lord.
一直以来，约柜都是住在帐幕里。
And for all the time, the ark was living in the tabernacle.
没有变的，好多年了，几百年了，这个约柜都是住在帐幕里。
It has been like that in the tabernacle for a long time.
但大卫当他发现主真的祝福我，四围都安定。
But when David realized that God blessed him and his enemies was quiet,
他也在建他的王宫，也住着好好的。
He was building his temple and he had a good life.
那他里面的心思一直想到神的事。
His mind was always on the things of God.
他就想到说，我住的这么舒服，神的约会却住在一个草草的，这个就是一个帐幕的里面。
He thought, I lived so comfortably, but the ark of God was just living in the tent curtain.
他里面就有触动。
So he was moved within.
他愿意为神建造一个房屋，能够让神一直留在地上。
And he desired to build a house for God to dwell there.
你知道，一个帐篷啊，是一直移动的。
You know, the tent is always moving.
说摆一个约柜在帐篷里，就是说他会一直走移动。
When you put the ark in the tent, it means it's always moving.
大卫有个心意说，我建一个房屋，说约柜在里面不再移动。
So David had a thought, when I build a house for the ark, and the ark will stay there, will not move anymore.
他希望神就一直眼目看着以色列地。
And he hoped the eyes of the Lord will stay on Israel.
神的同在一直与他的子民在地上同在。
And the presence of God is with Israelites on the earth.
他这个心意神接纳。
And God take his desire.
没想到神说不容许你建。
And God said, I didn't allow you to do that, to build the house.
我不知道我们如果听到这个话有多失望。
I don't know, when we heard the saying of God, how desperate we are.
我全心全意为你，你不要我建。
I wholeheartedly for you, but you don't allow me to build a house for you.
神说，因为你打仗杀了太多人，你不可以建这个殿。
God said, because you are a man of war, you killed too many people and shed the blood, you can't build.
知道我们现在读圣经，我们知道神的意念高过我们的意念。
Now when we read the Bible, we know the thoughts of the Lord is higher than us.
我们的心思想不通。Our
minds cannot make it.
我杀这些人也是你神你吩咐我杀的。I
kill all these people, you commanded me to kill them.
但是我现在要为你建个地方，给你能够安息的地方，你却因为我杀的人不给我建。Now
I'm planning to build a house for you to dwell, but you don't allow me to build it for you because I shed too many blood.
那神讲的，他说我应许你，给你儿子建。
But God said he promised your son to build it.
大卫很多儿子。
And David has many sons.
哪一个儿子建？
Which son to build it?
在那个时候没讲。
In that time, God didn't say it.
说我如果我是大卫，我会是哪一个儿子来建？
If I was David, I would think of which son of mine will
build it. 这个儿子会怎么建这个殿？ 我完全不会知道。
How would my son build it? I will never know.
那大卫因着神说可以建，他就到他死之前，他尽他所能为这个殿预备材料。
Since God promised his son to build it, and, David prepared everything of the material until he died.
你看这个殿建好了，是记载是所罗门建神的殿。
After the temple was built, it was recorded Solomon built the temple.
对大卫来讲，他的名字根本不在上面。
For David, his name was not recorded there.
那你发现大卫的心呢？他只要神在这里就行。
But you found David's heart, he only wanted the presence of the Lord, that's enough.
只要神的心意在这里成就就可以了。
If the will of the Lord is accomplished here, that's enough.
至于不挂我的名字无所谓。
If my name is there or not, it doesn't matter.
大卫一心一意为着神能够在地上一直留名直到永远。
And David wholeheartedly wanted the name of the Lord was recorded on the earth until eternity.
弟兄姊妹，我今天要用大卫做王，他做了三件事情。
Brothers and sisters, I just want to share three things David did.
他攻下了耶路撒冷。
He conquered Jerusalem.
没人告诉他的，他就是要得到耶路撒。
And no one told him he was determined to take Jerusalem.
我们后来的人就知道，这耶路撒冷一直穷到永远的。
And we people know right now that Jerusalem will endure until eternity.
他要玉柜运回来。
He brought in the ark.
我如果没记错，启示里面还有天上出现有约柜的。
And in the Revelation it says there is the ark in the heaven.
这个是神的同在直到永远。
This means the presence of the Lord endures until eternity.
那这里他说他这里是讲到他在地上要神一直的同在。
And here it says he wants the presence of the Lord on the earth.
我们在这里看到哈，神的心都在神的身，大卫的心都在神的身上。
And David's heart is on the Lord.
没错，大卫建王宫给自己住。
It is right, David built a temple for himself.
他也娶了很多妻妾。
He had many wives.
他也做错了很多事。
He made mistakes.
但是他的心是在神的身上。
But his heart was on the Lord.
你发现我们今天很多事都是被动。
And you found we, many things were just passive.
我们是因为有吩咐要我做，我才做的。
Because of the responsibility and the command, so we do it.
大卫没有等神吩咐，他的心愿就先告诉神。
And David didn't wait for the command of the Lord. He gave his desire before the Lord.
有些是他外面先动，有些是他里面先动。
And something he did from outwardly first, and something he did from within first.
我们知道，我们里面一有动，神已经看见。
When we did something within, the God see that.
我们今天已经在末世最后的时代。
We're in the very last time.
我们今天要有大卫同样的心智。
We need to have the same desire and will of David.
大卫是如此的来跟从神、侍奉神。
David was following the Lord like that.
我们今天也要如此。来跟从，来侍奉神。
And today we should be the same, follow and serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们在2024新年刚开始。
So brothers and sisters, at the beginning of 2024,
我们可否以为他做一年我们开始。
And can we for him to start the year?
我们开始就是说，对主说，我为你而活。
And we start to say to the Lord, Lord, I live for you.
我要这今年一开始，我就是为着你而开始。
At the beginning of the year, I want to start it for you.
我们能够说，为主，主所要的，主所盼望的，我把自己摆上。
And for the Lord, for what the Lord wants, I gave myself in the hands of the Lord.
我为着神，他所要成就的。我愿意投身在神所要经营的上面。
For God, for what God wants to accomplish, I'll put myself on the altar.
弟兄姊妹，我们的心意、心思、目光，不要只在我有什么利益，我个人得什么利益。
Brothers and sisters, our minds don't so focus on our own benefits.
我们的心思，我们的目光， 要看主能够得到什么利益。
Our minds and our perspective should fix on what God can benefit.
我们要注目在主对我们的托付。
We should fix our eyes on the entrustment of the Lord.
我们要注目在主所要成就的，我把自己拼上去。
Fix our eyes on what God wants to accomplish, and we give ourselves into the entrustment.
所以在2024年哈，我们求主的眼目看顾这地，常与我们同在。
At the beginning of 2024, may the presence of the Lord be with us all the time.
我们能够真的看到他在这里建造，我们在这里也能够成为他的居所。
We could truly see God is building his house there, and we could be a dwelling place for him.
我们不要像以色列他们要立王，对吧？他们只是为自己立王。我们今天是为着主，求主在这里做王。
Don't be like Israelites, they request a king for themselves, but we today, we want Lord to be the king here.
我们今天，我们需要有启示，我们好好亲近主。我们花力气来亲近主，做一个上山的人。
And we need revelation, and we need to spend our time and energy to get close to the Lord and be someone goes up to the mountain.
千万不要学扫罗，他得到地位，得到他所要，他完全忘记约柜要不要在这里。
Don't be like Saul when he gained everything he wanted and he forgot the ark.
我们学大卫那个要神的心。要神在这里成就他信的心。
And we learn from David and learn from his heart of David to want the Lord to accomplish his purpose.
我们发现基督是从大卫而出的。
And we found that Christ is from David.
所以我们愿意我今天只是我里面的负担就是我们要看重神的同在。
The burden of my heart is to we value the presence of God.
我们看重神的所要
，and we value what God wants.
看重神的见证
，and value the testimony of God.
但愿大卫做了王，他所有心中所愿意的，跟他的行动激励我们。
May the desire
而活
，May the desires and the walks of David after he became the king to inspire us and we live for the Lord.
2024年刚开始。
We're just at the starting of 2024.
可能也有已经有很多事情在发生。
Many things are going on.
但是我们对主说出，愿意这一年我们为你而活。
We say the Lord, Lord, we'll live for you in this year.
我们低头一起祷告。
Let's bow down and have a word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你，给我们仍然能够聚在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that we can still gather before you.
主，在一年的开始。愿主得着我们众人的心。
Lord, at the beginning of the year, may you gain our hearts.
主啊，我们重新更新我们在你面前的奉献。
We renew the consecration before you.
主啊，得着我们全心、全人、全心归给你。
To gain us wholeheartedly to you.
主啊，让我们的心思蒙你的保守。
May our minds be protected and kept by yourself.
我们常常能够以你的事为念。
We can always and focus on what you want.
我们虽然在地上行走
even we're walking on the earth,
但愿我们真的能够成为你的见证
May we can truly be your testimony and witness.
把我们这新的一年，主恭敬交在你的手中
Lord, we commit the beginning of the year into your hand.
主耶稣，愿意凡投靠你的人，主都能够遇见。
Lord, for everyone who trusts in you will encounter yourself.
你的祝福临到所有寻求你的人。
Your blessing will come to everyone who seeks after you.
谢谢主，你满有恩典慈爱的主。
Lord, we thank you. You are full of grace and love.
奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天早上的聚会就停在这里。
We'll end our meeting here.
弟兄姊妹，再见。